Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 20 and 24. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Lost and found. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. What's your favorite thing? A blanket or stuffed animal that you always sleep with? A toy or game that's always fun to play with? A book or movie that you always love to read or watch, no matter how many times you've read or watched it before? Imagine how sad you would be if you lost it, if you couldn't find it anywhere in your room or your house. In today's reading, Jesus tells a story about a man who lost something far more valuable than a stuffed animal or a toy or a book. This man lost his son, and he was very sad. How could a father lose his son? It wasn't the father's fault. It was the son's. The son demanded money from his father. Money that was meant to be given him in the future. After his father gave it to him, the son left for a faraway country. He spent all his father's money and had nothing left, not even enough to buy something to eat. The son realized his mistake. He came home, hoping that his father would give him a job as a servant. Instead, the father welcomed his son home with open arms. He was so happy that he found the son he thought he'd lost. He forgave everything the son had done wrong because he never stopped loving him. Just like in Jesus' story, God the Father lost something too. And just like in the story, it wasn't God's fault. It was ours. Can you see yourself in the lost son? Have you gotten a little wild and been told to calm down? What happened when you didn't listen? How sad God the Father is when we run away and don't listen to Him. But through it all, He never stops loving us. In a couple of weeks, we will be reminded why. At the cross, it's the Father's Son, His one and only Son, who suffers and dies for sons and daughters who wander off and get lost. Because of His love for us, God forgives and welcomes us back home with open arms. He sends His Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and makes us His sons and daughters. And one day, when we are finally in our heavenly home, we will see our Father face to face. Until that day, remember how much God loves you. Remember that God always welcomes you back home. Remember that by faith, you are God's child, and nothing separates you from the love of your heavenly Father. We give thanks to our loving Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for making me your favorite thing, for always loving, welcoming me back home. Keep me close to you until I see you face to face in heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.